some people watching the news might be surprised by this effort to rescue pets during a natural disaster, kind of like a why worry about animals when human lives are at stake kind of thing. So does Colorado really need a pet disaster plan?
We learned during Hurricane Katrina that saving pets is saving people. During Hurricane Katrina, there was no mandate to save people's pets. So 44% of the people that did not evacuate their homes during Hurricane Katrina did not do so because they could not take their pets. So if we're going to save those people and also keep first responders out of danger, we need to make some sort of arrangements for people's pets who've become part of their family.
In 2006, Congress passed legislation following Katrina requiring counties and states to have some kind of emergency plan for pets in order to qualify for FEMA assistance. So how does this project fit in with that requirement?
We got USDA money to support extension agents who are critical in their local communities to help all the entities that would be involved in such planning come together. Emergency managers in these counties oftentimes understand about roads and fire and human evacuation, but a lot of them don't have any ideas what you do with the pets and the animals.
So narrowing in from the community level to individuals, will the statewide pet disaster plan have a component for pet owners?
Part of this project is also educating individual pet owners that they have a responsibility not only for their pet's health, but for their pet's welfare during disasters. It's important to make preparation for your particular animals yourself. Do you have 3 days of water and food for the animal? Do you have their leashes? Do you have their medical records? You should have what we call a ready-go kit so that you can leave with them on a moment's notice.
And I'm curious what kind of animals this plan will cover. Certainly in Colorado, it's safe to say people have all kinds of animals as pets, not just cats and dogs.
We all know the relationship and the human-animal bond. It is difficult to define to a person what their pet, quote-unquote, should be. So at these shelters and emergencies, anybody who set one up has to be happy to welcome someone's hermit crab, as well as their boa constrictor, as well as their llama, as well as their horse, because if that animal is defined as a person's pet, that animal means an awful lot to them during this emotional time of evacuation.
That's Dr. Reagan Adams, coordinator of the CSU Veterinary Extension Team. They expect to have the statewide pet disaster plan completed by next September. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.